from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. An indigenous drum group played for Pope Francis as he arrived at Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton today to conduct mass for thousands of people. The Pope addressed indigenous groups, residential and day school survivors, elders, knowledge keepers, and Catholics during the roughly hour-long mass. Francis is in Canada for a six-day visit, which includes stops in Quebec City and Iqaluit. 75 butterflies will be released at Schumacher Lions Park tomorrow night at 7:30 by the Timmins and Area Chapter of MAD. President Amy St. Amour says it's an awareness event and tribute to victims and survivors of impaired driving. Believe it or not, there are places to buy butterflies.
And they come dormant. You refrigerate them, basically, and then they wake up when we're ready to release them.
You can still buy a butterfly as a tribute for $10 on the MAD Timmins Facebook page. Tomorrow in the downtown Timmins Urban Park, you can get your nerd on. BIA Summer Project Coordinator Emma Liho says Nerd Day is a real-life day to celebrate nerds, video games, and other things some people don't think are cool. There will be video game-themed activities, and you're encouraged to dress up like an old-school nerd.
Get the big glasses that your parents had in the 80s, and I don't know, your little button-up shirts, your pen protectors, any of that kind of stuff.
Another important accessory is tape on the nose piece of the glasses. Nerd Day runs from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon on 3rd Avenue between Pine and Balsam Streets. As hearings continue into Hockey Canada, some new information has come to light during testimony to the Federal Heritage Committee. Sport Canada knew of the sexual assault allegation against the 2018 Canadian World Junior Hockey Team, but did nothing with it. According to a senior director of the organization, the sports minister was not informed at the time. That drew the ire of many MPs on the committee with expressions of frustration. The current sports minister says she only learned of the accusations after the story broke in media reports last month. Pascal Saint-Onge did not hold her ministerial position in 2018. Yesterday, Hockey Canada released a plan to combat toxic behavior in the sport, including tracking and reporting abuse and enhanced screening of high-level players. The hearings come after a woman leveled complaints that eight members of the 2018 World Junior team sexually assaulted her. On Friday, another complaint was lodged against the 2003 World Junior team for similar allegations. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.